I did just tell the other commissioners I did go visit the Copart facility in Cudahy today. It's not as clean as what some people led me to believe last time, and it's not near as dirty as what other people led us to believe last time. So I guess it was a nice facility. Went in. The garage is where they take the cars and they wrap them completely. One was being completely wrapped, and others were partially wrapped, depending on their needs, so they don't, you know, spill anything or get more damage while they're sitting out there. The leak I saw was actually in the garage itself, so it was all contained, and they were talking about how they contained it so they get that fixed before it goes out there. So I guess the question is, as far as the rezoning goes, that I'll focus on right now, if we were to not rezone that 10 acres and just allow Copart for the remainder of it, that would allow somewhat of an extra buffer between that and the other residential facilities. Would that kill the deal with, you know, allowing the facility to go in there? That would still be a much larger facility than what they have over in Cudahy.
Yeah, so it's my understanding that, you know, the way this was set up originally, obviously back December, we Plan Commission Council voted this forward under the context that it would be 43 acres. We know we had a split zone situation, which again is why we've had it moved forward back in December and waiting to put the site and operational plan and this last component to move it forward. It's my understanding Copart's going to move forward on the 33. Again, I don't speak for them, and they can always change their mind, but it's they are moving forward on the bulk of the plan. You know, as it relates back to just the 10 acres, I think it's important to also make mention that the 10 acres, well, it's 10 acres in aggregate, it's about just under 5 usable. So
it's only about 5 acres usable.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, I think the thing that I want to just make sure everybody understands, and I think Regulo did a good job of putting it in the presentation materials, M1 zoning, which it is right now, allows junkyards. It allows all kinds of things that that we're not comfortable with. You know, Franklin, ourselves, we've made a tremendous investment of time, of money. We have about $18 million worth of horizontal improvements that are started actually this week, so crews are out there. And you've got a publicly traded, good corporate citizen that has agreed to do an 8-foot masonry fence above and beyond on landscaping. So, I mean, and we'll talk about those items later, but as I just think back to the rezone, what we're talking about right now, the M1 to M2 difference, I don't know why some are allowed in M1 and some are allowed in M2, but for all intents and purposes, the M2 is more restrictive in this vein. So I think as a property owner, as really the largest affected property owner, which we'll talk about in a little bit, the M2 gives us a lot more control here. You can't do junkyards in M1. You can't have wholesale
parts.
Excuse me, you can do junkyards in M1. You can't do it in M2. So what you can, you have the, it also allows M1 by right is tires and tubes, motor vehicle parts used, motor vehicle parts new, scrap waste materials, transportation equipment and supplies. And when we started this process, we thought that the M2 from a city standpoint gave us and us as owners the most control to be able to affect what's going to look like. I think Copart could move forward on the M1 as is. They could own it separately. They're not looking to do that. They're going to be good partners. And again, so yes, I think they could. I don't know what we would do with that remnant 5-acre spot either. It's somewhat on an island. We have environmental, you know, we have a wetland to the north. We have a wetland to the south. We're going to have Copart to the west, tree lines all the way around. So while I think they would move forward, I don't, on just the 33, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. We have the 79 single family lots that are about 1,000 feet away, and with that fence, you will not be able to see this. Later on, we do site and operational plan. I can actually show some of the elevation differences. We've taken some pictures. I think did a good job of dissecting that. But I really like the idea of an 8-foot masonry fence going about 1,500 feet all the way around, facing the single family to the northeast and to the north, where essentially Strauss is going to be. So it's a long answer to your question. But
yeah, and I appreciate that. So I did notice that in the cut hay facility, there's a big metal fence around everything.
Yes.
I did notice that it didn't, I mean, there's a few little dings here and there, but it wasn't in disrepair. When I left there, I drove, there's a residential homes on the south side, the neighbor of this place. And granted, it's not the kinds of homes that we're expecting to build in, I forget what you call it, Ryan Meadows?
Yep.
Yeah. And, but there were a couple people out in their yards today, one was playing with their kids, talked to them. And the lady up near the facility said during the day, you hear the beep, 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 you know, backing up kind of thing. But with the airport and everything else, she didn't really notice that. I talked to a guy on further down, didn't, you know, really doesn't hear anything at all during the day. And there's no trash and everything. I just wanted you to know that I did look at that issue, and I don't think that would be a bad thing. So I think making a masonry wall would be a lot nicer than what they have out at Cudahy. I guess my concern is 8 foot. I don't believe that's near as tall as what Cudahy has. Do you know what Cudahy has for their height?
I thought it was 8 as well. I was out there too on Sunday checking it out. I didn't measure that, but I believe it is 8.
It seemed higher than 8. I didn't measure it, but I guess maybe I'd like to know what they have, because I think their height was sufficient. When you drive around it, you can't see anything inside.
No.
And if you could see what's inside, it does. I mean, before the internet days, I used to dig through some junkyards and pick apart kind of places, and this looks more like just a big parking lot but all the cars are wrecked. But they're all lined up neatly. I didn't see messes and spills and you know, there's not the mud kinds of stuff, at least the junkyards I've visited in the past. So.
Yeah, and I think, and Rick can talk to some of the specifics of the wall, but I think it's also important to note that, you know, having a ground-up development here is very different. The site in Cudahy, that was an acquisition they made. I think they acquired, I think at one point that actually was a junkyard. And since they've been involved, it's not a salvage shop. They're not piecemealing vehicles and selling off component parts. It's the same general operation.
And when he answers his questions, could you also there's a lot of lights out in the parking lot, but I understand the lights are not operational. Can you verify that they don't turn lights on and there won't be nights?
Let's do this. Let's keep on the zoning and worry about the site plan later, just so that we...
Okay, sure. They're all tied.
We'll get all tied up in all extraneous issues, and if we do them one at a time, it's a much better process for the government. Regulo, can you go back to the permitted uses, Kat? Just so we stay focused. So what it is now is this. So you go down this line. Permitted means they can do it now. S means they'd have to apply for it. So today, they can do automobile supplies and parts and new parts. They can do tires. They can do used parts, so they can part out a car. They can do home furnishings. Don't think they would, but they could. And they can do scrap and waste. If we change the zoning, they get to do automobiles and motor vehicles and nothing else. Any other questions for staff? Commissioner Leone.
I have two questions for the applicant and then one for the economic development director. And it's based on many of the comments from the public. I don't know if we want to do them one at a time or together, but for the applicant, what estimates do you have? And actually, before I get started, I should preface it. While I did not visit the Cudahy facility, I did visit the facility on the northern border of Milwaukee. I spoke with Mr. Martinez about it. I noticed what I perceive as some significant differences between that area and this area, and also the offset. I think that was at least 200 to 300 meters from the road. I think, what's the road number up there?
You're being military now, meters.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, 300 yards from the road, and there were also some other, looked like light industrial facilities. It definitely blocked the view, and I didn't see any residential anywhere nearby. And I do believe the last time we talked about this, the applicant was pretty upfront about that there were differences there, and that it's also a little bit less further along in the process than I thought it was. The applicant did say that it wasn't complete, but I thought it was a little further along. So unfortunately, I didn't get as much of a sense that it was appropriate for our area from that visit. That said, one of the first gentlemen came up, asked about the truck traffic and had some real concerns about that. What sort of estimates do you have on what the increase of truck traffic would be as a result of ultimately the rezoning leading to the business going in there? Or if you don't have specific estimates on that, what you have seen for similar projects in other communities? And do you want me to go to my second question to the applicant right away, or wait till they can address that?
Well, let's do them one at a time, okay. So I don't get confused. But sure. Name and address, please.
Sure. Richard Donner, 1000 North Water Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I'm the attorney for Copart. Technically, Bear's the applicant for the rezoning. Just to touch on, so first, the Milwaukee site on 107th Street that you visited, Copart doesn't own the land off that road, so that's a private shared road to get, and then Copart's parcel is within there. So it is more secluded, and it is a good location for Copart, but obviously this is a different geographical area and layout. In terms of traffic, I do not have specific traffic counts. I will say that there's been extensive talks with DOT because we needed their permission to get the curb cut into 45. And we have actually a CSM approved by the city of Muskego for the location of that driveway. So Muskego has some knowledge of the proposal. So we have not received any complaints. This is the first we're hearing about complaints from the city of Muskego regarding traffic. Right now the land is vacant, so it's going to be more traffic than if it remained vacant. But whatever goes in there is going to generate traffic. Copart is not known as it's not a convenience store or fast food restaurant which generates lots of independent visits, right? It is more, you know, cars being dropped off and or people, buyers, the registered members who are allowed to buy the vehicles, come and to pick up their vehicle and leave. So it's not traditionally considered a great generator of traffic because, most importantly, the public is not allowed to come to the site. It's an enclosed site, and only registered members of Copart are allowed to purchase the assets. So it's not a public access site. So the traffic is not yet another reason why it's not considered a large traffic generator.
Thank you. And I believe city engineer said he'd piggyback.
Yeah, I just want to piggyback on your question. So a couple things. One, if this were to be allowed to be rezoned and everything was made to be one facility, it would force all of your traffic over to 124th Street.
So all the traffic does go to 124th.
Yeah, so if we didn't rezone it, then there's another use. We would be adding a lot of traffic that we would notice in Franklin. And so the other piggyback part of that, the facilities I was at today in Cudahy, as I understood, I think Pablo told me that if I was on the internet and I wanted to bid on one of these vehicles, I could come and look at it. I'm not allowed to bring any tools or anything to take something apart, but I could go, so the public would be involved, I mean, just to go look at it, but no, not at all?
No, I think, I'm not sure what you, Pablo knows his stuff, so I'm not okay. Sure what your conversation was, but you have to be a registered member, so I can't go on the site
okay.
And buy. And their clients are typically licensed dealers or, you know, people who are buying them for the parts and or exporting them to other countries or something.
But even the people in cars that come, that's at most 20 a day, 15 to 20, somewhere in there.
I would think that's a little on the high side. Most everything is done online. So there's photographs. When the car is processed and brought in, it's photographed and put into short-term storage and the photographs are put online. The bidding all takes place online. The payment takes place online. So then they come in and pick up the car. They can pay in person at the little office facility there. But.
Thank you.
And perhaps I should have been more specific. I was talking about the truck traffic. You know, that's certainly something that's going to occur as vehicles are hauled there. So
right.
But I think you still did address that when you said there should not be an expected significant increase.
Right. Again, it's going to be an increase
from now
because
right.
existing conditions are vacant. But yes, we don't feel it would be a significant increase that would, you know, cause noticeable problems. And the DOT didn't raise that issue either.
Okay. Second question, and you mentioned some of the already approved from Muskego, but our neighbor in Muskego, the alderwoman, talked about in her fourth bullet comment here the acceleration, deceleration for access and egress. What plans, if any, and maybe that's not appropriate for the applicant, so please let me know.
I can answer the question.
Okay.
First, I want to be clear.
Well, but I'm going to jump in and say that's a little off the zoning, but okay.
Yeah.
But
yes. Well, just to be clear, so the DOT approved the curb cut and didn't require any kind of deceleration. It's a state trunk highway.
Okay.
So Muskego doesn't have jurisdiction.
Okay.
Essentially. And I just wanted to be clear, so there is on the CSM that was approved by the city of Muskego, there is the easement that shows exactly where the driveway will be. And so, you know, we'll eventually need to go get the driveway permit to pour the driveway. But that's what I meant by, you know, they've approved the CSM that shows the location of this.
Okay.
So there's no entitlement approvals needed from the city of Muskego.
Okay. And thank you for the answers. The final question I have, and if this isn't appropriate for the rezoning portion, I can hold it, but just any comments from the Economic Development Commission on the impact to the city should this go through and the rezoning happen and either Copart use it or some other applicant?
Ms. Burke.
Okay, that's a great question. At this point, I am not seeing any impact in terms of traffic, noise, difficulty in attracting additional businesses into the area or anything along those lines.
Right. I guess I was talking more about economic impact, you know, the benefits of this versus drawbacks.
I have not been directly involved in the business activities of Copart at this point. Typically, when it's a prospect situation where the business hasn't come into the community, I don't come into that point in the stream. I come in a little farther downstream. So I haven't had an opportunity to dig into that side of it.
Thank you.
Any questions from the commissioners on the phone?
Commissioner Haley has a comment.
Please.
I'm okay with this rezoning per se as offered. As we've discussed, I think it is more restrictive and gives us greater control over the property. So I don't have a big issue with that. As we'll talk later, though, I do have many concerns and issues with this proposed use of the site. But at this point, I can support the rezoning.
Commissioner Burkhart?
Nothing for me, Mayor.
Okay. Anything else? Commissioner Dandrea. Alderman Dandrea.
I as well went up to the North Milwaukee, Menominee Falls, Brown Deer location. And it was under construction, so there wasn't a lot to notice up there. I did not have an opportunity to go to the Cudahy facility, but as it's been prefaced, this is a zoning request. The site plan issue is going to come up next. We had a very debated discussion at Common Council this past Tuesday, and I am definitely on the other side of the spectrum to Alderman Nelson, but I do support at this point the rezoning of this. As everyone is aware, this is in a TID, and this rezoning will definitely, the TID is viable and it would succeed without it, but this definitely, the expansion of this definitely will help that TID go through much quicker, and it's an advantage to the city if it's rebated faster, because then we can pass it on to the taxpayers. So there's reasons why we would look at expanding this area in one way or another as a voting alderman. That's all the comments I have.
Okay, for those of you who haven't been here before, staff writes our motions in the affirmative as a matter of policy. They don't prejudge the actions. It's just the way we do it. So it's not them saying yes or no. It's just the way we do it. And then what happens is the commission either votes them up or down or changes them. So I don't want anybody to leave here thinking this was a done deal, because I know that that happens periodically. So, all right, on item C1A, rezoning. Is there a motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance zoning map to rezone lot 84 of the approved final plat for Ryan Meadow subdivision from M1 Limited Industrial District to M2 General Industrial District, generally located on the east side of Monarch Drive, south of Chicory Street. I love those streets, Dan. Area commonly known as Area G, approximately 24.0541 acres. Is there such a motion?
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been a motion. It's been moved and seconded. Discussion of that motion? Seeing none. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Commissioner Burkhart?
I was in with an aye.
Motion carries. That would be six ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstention. Five ayes. Motion carries. And one absent.
I excused her.